everybody, and welcome to episode number 20 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I am joined by Christine Steimer.
Hello there.
Dana Jungle Ward.
Hi.
And Megan Sullivan.
Yar.
Jess is apparently in Texas spanking people with mask on.
So like
that's what her Twitter feed says.
All right.
So, yeah, she's there for some GameStop.
It's a GameStop sales conference thing.
Oh yeah, I did see that was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, not sure what the whole spanking
thing
is
about. Yeah, I don't
know
what the spanking thing is about.
I saw that too and I was like,
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
I guess I should be glad my job description
does not include spanking
other people. Random middle-aged men at a conference. I don't know.
I'm assuming it wasn't with her hand.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she had
like
some sort of a paddle
accoutrement.
Or, you know, even some sort of a whip thingamabobber. That'd be fine, but no hand spankings.
Yeah,
I
guess we'll
have
to find out when we see her.
Yes.
Which we won't see her.
Until Friday night.
Friday night is our panel at PAX, 8 p.m. in the Serpent Theater. If you're going to be at PAX, please stop by. And then afterwards, we are going to be hanging out at the lobby bar in the Sheraton, which is right across the street from the convention center. You'll have to buy your own drinks, but we'll be there and we'll talk to you and, you know, pose for photos and all that good stuff as well.
And so I will be buying plenty of my own drinks. No, we will not spank you.
Just
we can't speak for her.
Yeah. If she brings her paddle or whatever tool she is using.
It'd be in exchange for a drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
That might be.
So that's open to everybody as well. So feel free to come by and hang out with us. We're really looking forward to PAX. Should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yep.
So let's get started off like we always do with what we're playing. Hey, Megan, why don't you start us?
I've been playing a lot of Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar, and I don't think I'm very good at this particular Harvest Moon, or that, or it's just a lot harder because, or like,
it's just different.
Like, yeah,
you have to think of a different strategy than before.
Yeah, so I was trying. I've become a very proficient fisher in it, but as for like harvesting stuff, it never seems to be enough money to get to the next bazaar. And I don't know if the game just purposely does it so it forces you to pace yourself, or what the deal is. But I don't know. It's interesting. It's a cute game, but it's also a totally different strategy.
Yeah, I was sucking at it too when I did the preview, because you know, just trying to make enough crops that were ready in time for the bazaar to make money. Like, I never made enough money.
Yeah.
To win.
Yeah, I got the first bazaar like in the second or third try, but this last one, I think though, what it is you're not supposed to. I feel like you're not supposed to like be successful at a bazaar until a certain point in time, because no matter how much I fish and no matter how much I farm, I know how many like things I grab, like insects and trees and stuff like that, I can never make enough money. And then I realized that there's like a 2 week period where there is no bazaar, and that's sort of where I am right now, where it's pretty obvious that I'm going to be able to crush the goal for the bazaar. And I'm kind of like, you know what? I don't like the game forcing me to play at its pace. I'm kind of like, you know, I never had that issue before. So we'll see. It's a good game. And then I got, I'm still having weird troubles with my PSN. I don't know what the heck is going on with that. So I actually ordered an older game.
Is it turned on?
You know,
are you connected to the internet?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know where the internet is? So I ordered a game called Zeus, Master of Olympus, which is an older strategy game, but my current laptop can't really take anything current right now. So that should be interesting. I haven't started playing that yet, but I'm excited because I like Ancient Greece and everyone says this game is a lot of fun.
Cool. How about you, Dana?
I have been playing a little bit more Magic the Gathering. So fun. Good. I think what works really well for me is just the, you know, the bite-sized chunks. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. I have started playing a little bit of the Harvest Moon You Loaned Me, which I can't remember which one that is.
Tree of Tranquility.
Yes, and this is my very first Harvest Moon, although I haven't gotten to the point where I'm actually farming yet. I'm still just doing all the intro. Yeah. You gotta go talk to everyone, blah, blah, blah.
That's annoying because they don't tell you, well, some of them don't tell you
where
you're missing, or, you know, like you're always like, there's one person hiding somewhere.
Yeah. And then the map doesn't show you the whole town. Like, you gotta like run to a different area of the town
and then
to see.
That
and I'm like, So I still haven't gotten to that yet.
Eventually you'll be able to stalk people though.
That'll be good.
Stalk them?
Yeah, you can actually tag them and you can see where they are in town.
Yeah.
So like,
do they get creeped out?
No, the only problem with Harvest Moon
they're
is that
so happy, everybody.
They're so happy and there's hardly any conflict, and they just say the same thing over and over. Oh, is that good for me? Thank you. Oh, is that good for me? Thank you. Okay, yeah. Sure. They never get creeped out by the fact that you're like.
I've had people hovering. Reject me though. Eventually, like, be like, "Oh, thank you, mm-hmm. thank you." Yeah, no, I've had enough.
Yeah,
of your stuff.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. When you're like, does
that. I'm being nice.
I've been rejected in the current Harvest Moon game, and I don't know why. Like, I'll give them the usual thing, and I haven't given them any presents that day, and they'll be like, "Oh, I don't feel like that."
What does that
Maybe
mean?
Maybe they just don't like what you're giving them.
But they liked it the first. Seven times, I guess.
Maybe they've
them.
Updated the AI. Uh-oh. Maybe there's a limit. Or they change their taste, yes. you know, now too. That would be kind of weird.
That would be funny. If you give it something to them too much, they stop liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I stopped giving those snarly people presents. Why then?
Yeah, the guy I liked in Grand Bazaar was like the artiste guy with like the long ponytail.
Yeah. He likes me, but cute. I like the school... The older schoolboy who goes and teaches class to children.
I think I liked him too, but yeah. I think the other guy was just more accessible.
Yeah.
Convenience is key in relationships.
Yeah, he's always hovering by the farm.
Yes, whereas exactly. The other one goes, he's right goes there. Off.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
So what else have I been playing? Oh, I've been playing stupid Facebook game, MTV's latest one, which I'm trying to make myself
I
right
woo
up now.
You or something?
It's awful. It's really, really, really bad. First of all, woo? Is there anyone who is young enough to have ever watched MTV who has ever used that word?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just really, really... I mean, Facebook games have a different standard. I don't know. Anyone who bitches about them too much, I'm like, I think it's dumb because it's like, it's free. It's browser-based. It's not going to have the same level of engagement as any... normal console game, and that's fine, but this one is just bad. It's bad, so I'm trying to figure out
it's like a dating game,
but it's like there's no leveling up. It's like dumb, like the and that like you
they
like
should have done in singled out then
can
Isn't
you
that
right yes it was
yeah. Can you unlock characters, like can you unlock Mike the Situation or like
oh my god no, that'd be hilarious.
There's no the Jersey Shore people aren't in it. It's a Real World and Disaster Date and then some other Downtown Girls, and I've never
what?
Seen
what
I,
the,
yeah
I don't
never
know
seen
what Downtown
show.
Girls is
but or here's disaster the dumb date. Thing it's like you can go on dates, so they have them in these categories, and you can go on dates with like these, as far as I can tell, because I don't know any of the current casts of any of these things, right. And I've never seen Downtown Girls or Disaster Date. You can go and you can date people who have no, like, just imaginary people who have no connection to the show, or you can pay actual money to date a cast member, which basically involves like it's like
so
a
it's
dating
a
game
skin
sort of thing,
or like
yeah, it's yes, so it's and. It would be, it costs, like, if you wanted to, there are two of the actual current Real World people that you could date. And if you want to go on a virtual date with them, you would have to spend an equivalent of $1 in real life. Like,
and you have nothing to show for it at the end.
No, you could take a photo.
You could take a, yeah,
oh,
I was about to say,
still,
I'm sure you
no,
could take
it's
a photo
dumb. It's,
of
it's
it.
It's dumb. Yeah.
And then you
it.
Could
and
hang it up
no,
on your fridge.
And there's no leveling up. Like, I just.
So basically, you just do nothing.
Yeah, I almost never spend. I have spent money though in Facebook games, and it's always, you know, it's like you want to level up and you want to achieve something. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to achieve in this game. It's just dumb. Yeah. It's stupid. Anyway, so I'm trying to write that up right now, and it's dumb. And I've still been playing a little Frontierville, which is the only. I usually will keep in regular check in regularly with one Facebook game at a time, because that's a way to do something at my desk and justify it as this is
my
work.
Job. Yeah.
And then, yesterday, I'm kind of annoyed by this one, even though it's awesome. We got in copies of the Game of the Year edition. I don't even remember what it is. The limited edition, special edition, whatever, of Plants vs. Zombies, which is a game I have played three times already, twice on my PC and once on my iPhone. But this one has achievements, and so now I have to go in and play
it. Wait, you actually got the Xbox one?
No, I'll be playing that one too. Yeah. So.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, because we got the same thing, but we just got ceramic.
Yeah, no, I got the ceramic.
Plants.
Yeah.
You didn't get the game?
We got the game, but it was for the PC. What do we care?
It's for Mac too. Works on Mac too.
Put it on your work laptop.
No, but my work laptop barely works now.
It doesn't need anything else to hinder
its performance.
So I downloaded that onto my Mac last night, which was nice to have a Mac game, because then I usually like to have something to play while I'm watching TV.
I think we were just surprised because we're like, oh, the Xbox Live version is coming up. Here's the PC version.
It has achievements. Which is so, why am I playing this game again?
You're going to play it again when it comes out on Xbox
Live. Yeah.
I know. And I will play it again when it comes out on Xbox Live.
And DS.
I'll play it again when it comes out on DS.
DS, I might not. I guess, and the only reason I say that is because the DS version of like Peggle, which is also an awesome game. And the DS version of Peggle was very good. But the one frustrating thing about it, and it wasn't anything that I could see any way around. You know how when... Because the screen's obviously much smaller, so it's hard to see detail. And when you would press down on the stylus, like it would show you like a zoom in and do a more precise angle. But then when you like let back up, then you lost your angle, and so you couldn't like it was just impossible the way the DS is to make it work. I mean, it was still a very good game, but it wasn't quite as good as the PC version. Right. I never played the 360 version,
but I don't see
that happening with Plants vs. Zombies though, because you're just tapping where you want to go.
I don't know if I can play it
again.
And yet I downloaded it. I'm just annoyed with them that they are. Oh, and they have the zombie avatar, the zombie avatar, so you can you can create your own zombie. And then what's kind of cool is that it automatically downloads it for you as an icon on your to your desktop. But it also then that zombie pops up in your game as you're playing. Oh, like he leads the flag at the end, you know, where you're the last wave or whatever. I'm like, oh, hey, look, it's my incredibly ugly zombie with a green ponytail and a green handlebar mustache and two eye patches.
Two eyes.
Nice. Yeah. You see where you're going.
There you go.
What about you, Christine?
I've been mostly playing stuff for review, although I haven't gotten around to finishing Mafia. Like I was planning on it. Instead, I spent this weekend outside playing.
Good job.
Playing in real life.
Yay. Aww,
which was fun.
I did some of that too. It's always nice.
Isn't playing in real life fun sometimes?
Yeah.
That's why, like in summer, I sort of go into gaming hibernation a little bit. Because I want to go outside and I want to do fun things.
Mm-hmm. Although the summer in the Bay Area is really sucked.
Yeah, although it hasn't been super nice. So mostly I've been like, it's too cold to go outside and there's no games I want to play.
Well,
so
especially, I mean, down here, the wind picks up really, really. Like with the buildings, just like tunnels in the wind. Yeah,
I was in Japantown on Saturday and there was like a fierce wind every time my friend and I went outside. I was like, oh, come on, brr. It's August. Yeah.
Seriously.
East Bay, but, man.
I'm reviewing Disciples 3 that'll finally get done today. Ugh.
Having fun, eh?
The game's so boring. It's just so boring.
Have you played any other Disciples game?
No.
Yeah,
I have not. But I've played turn-based games before.
Yeah.
They don't have to be boring. And this one really is. It's just the story is really stupid. And I likened it sort of to a Twilight novel where nothing really happens for like 500 pages and then something sort of whimpers.
And then you're so excited that anything's happening.
And you're like, oh my God, something happened.
I'll have to take your word for it. I've never read Twilight.
Yeah. It's like you spend, like there's a whole campaign and pretty much the whole campaign is just going from one end of the map to the other for no reason. Just to like, oh, we're still traveling to where we need to go. Oh, we're still traveling to where we need to go. Still traveling. Still traveling. Still traveling. Still traveling. Oh, we made it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. We went to the wrong place. We really need to go
over here. Oh, wait. We really need to go back over here. No. Yeah. And then I won't. Spoilers. You know, I'm not going to say what happens. But then something sort of happens, but it's not really that great anyway. And it's just sort of, you feel like it's all a waste of time, which it has been for me. So I'm glad to get that review out of the way and never touch this game again. What else have I been playing? I'm going to play Castle Crashers on PSN today.
Nice.
I'll be reviewing that. I'm very excited.
It's been, the 360 one came out 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
Because you reviewed that for me way back on Green Pixels
Green
Day.
Green Pixels Day.
Yeah.
So that will be fun. I enjoy some Castle Crashers.
It's a fun game.
Yay. Yeah.
I enjoy it as well. What have I been playing? I've actually been playing a lot. Played more iPet. Again, I can't say anything. Our stuff is going up tomorrow, as in September 1st, so you'll be able to see all of our...
I think right at midnight, too.
All of our move stuff will be up.
Hooray!
So, yeah. And then I also played through Guilty Party for the Wii, which I really, really like. Anybody out there who is looking for a nice multiplayer game to play with their family or a girlfriend or whatever, I think this
or
is...
Or people who are not typically gamers.
Yes.
Well, both levels.
Yes, exactly. And it's kind of like an interactive version of Clue, where, you know, somebody has committed a crime, and it's usually some silly little crime. But you're running around collecting clues, interrogating suspects, and trying to figure out who did it. It's pretty cool in that once you get to party mode, which you unlock by going through story mode, all you can do mysteries, the mysteries are randomly generated. So it's got almost limitless replayability, which is really cool. So I highly recommend that. My review of that is going up today on IGN as well. And I have been chugging my way through Mass Effect 2 at home in my free time. I have just recruited the Justicar and the Assassin.
Nice.
So those two characters both seem to be pretty badass.
They are.
So
yeah, and it is the top Xbox 360 game of all time.
I would agree with that.
I would.
According to IGN, but yeah.
What would you say is number one?
Bioshock.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, but granted, I haven't finished Mass Effect 2 yet, but, you know, we'll see.
I did like you Bioshock, love Bioshock, but I like yes. Mass Effect more, yeah. Obviously.
So, yeah, so I'm enjoying Mass Effect 2, so we'll probably finish it. I don't know how long it's going to take me to finish it. I have no idea where I am. I mean, I've been doing side quests too, like help Miranda rescue her sister or whatever.
Yeah, all the loyalty missions.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we're starting to get into busy season, so
yeah,
get all of your gaming out of the way now.
It's holiday season coming up already.
Yeah, there's a lot already super coming. Busy.
Well, and then you're going to TGS too.
Yes,
I mean for fun on your own, so you don't have to go and work, which is nice.
Yeah.
I'm going for work.
Yeah, enjoy.
I'm not going to be here pretty much all September because this weekend we're going for PAX.
Yeah.
The next weekend my friend's getting married, so I'm going to Seattle and then flying directly to Tokyo from there.
Wow.
And then I won't come back until like almost the last week in September.
Yeah.
So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Is this your first TGS, Christine?
Yeah. I've never been to Japan before. So
it's my first time as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It's awesome. I can't wait.
We can go to a love hotel together.
Oh.
Oh, whatever. Jess said they weren't really like
no,
that.
No, I know.
I was making it sound dirtier.
All of the male listeners just went, what?
they perked up. Pro tip, though, if you like electronics, go to, what is it, Akihabara? And then if you like shopping, go to Shibuya. There's a place called Shibuya 109 that's just right there by the train station. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Close.
Yes, and I've heard Harajuku is the place to go look at the cosplayers.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's really fun. Yeah, right by the Meiji Jingu, the Meiji Shrine. Yeah. There's like a whole section of people who just do all the gothic Lolita and all the crazy outfits. And I like the first time I went there, I took like 20 pictures with these people. They're hilarious to look at.
I am. I'm definitely looking forward to going back. We're trying to schedule a trip back there because we have friends who now have moved there and live there.
Nice.
And have
that's always a good
room.
Excuse.
Yeah, so we're like, sweet, free place to stay.
Yeah.
Not free place. If they have a big enough place. I lived in Japan too. And
they do have a big enough place. they have a spare room. So
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, we are looking forward to
go shopping. Get funny t-shirts. That's what I'm going for.
Funny t-shirts and then just like and then stuff. I was gonna say that my favorite thing is like that you will just go in and there are these 9-story stores, like, but their department stores just carry everything in the world. And like, I mean, we would just go from like floor to floor to floor and walk around and like see the stuff that you just would never think of to even exist, like the Godzilla tissue dispenser where the tissues came out of his nose.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
I want that.
There you go. No, there's gonna be so many things that you're walking around and you're gonna be like, I would like that.
So basically, I shouldn't pack any clothes. I should just buy everything there.
You should pack metal. I did not buy any clothes because most Japanese women are incredibly tiny. And I did not even want to go into the, going in and trying to find clothes that were large enough for me. I mean, I'm not a large person, but compared to Japanese
I would never
women.
Buy jeans there. Yeah. Good Lord, I would not fit in
but
those.
But the t-shirt should be okay.
Yeah, t-shirts, that's what I'm going for.
T-shirts are fine. And yeah, take pictures of funny English. I have a few pictures like used underwear second floor.
Whoa.
Yeah, stuff like that. Wow. And I'm not really sure what they were trying to say other than perhaps it really was used. It is Japan. But I have all sorts of great English.
It's secondhand
underwear. Not sure I would buy that.
Yeah.
And here was my other thing that I love about Japan is that because I'm very, I like people to follow the rule, like public rules. Like everyone, they say to do things, and people
and
do,
they
that.
Do that.
Like they stand on the right and they walk on the left. And then when getting on trains, and my favorite thing is watching all these little kids dressed up all punked out, you know, and they've got safety pins all, you know, they're totally. And then they get onto the subway and there are signs saying to mute your phone or to turn it off because you're not supposed to talk on, you know, and they get off and they're like wearing like all these like, you know, the system.
They're trying to screw the system.
Yeah, and then they get on and they mute their phones and they sit down. And you're like, really? Oh,
that's kind of adorable.
It is.
Yeah. There was a bunch of punk kids in either Shibuya or Shinjuku, and I was just walking down the street. And I'm tiny. I'm like 5'3", and I weigh, what, like 120 pounds. And I'm walking down the street, and these punks were in the way. But they're terrified of Americans, and they're terrified to approach American women. So I must have been storming down the street or something, because a couple of them kind of leapt out of the way. And I was like, wow, that would never happen in America.
That's the other really crazy thing. It's like, I mean, because the year that we went to Tokyo, we lived in San Francisco, which is, you know, has people of all ethnicities. And, you know, and we'd gone to Vancouver and to London and to just all these places where, like, you can't tell who lives there and who doesn't.
Right.
Who's just visiting, except in San Francisco where you can, white people wearing shorts.
Yes.
Because nobody who lives here would ever do that. But in Tokyo, which is one of the biggest cities in the world, and it's like you stand out as not being from here from like 5 miles away. And that was just really, really kind of bizarre to feel so like other. It's like, I don't belong here, which was, I mean, it was cool. It was just so crazy. You're like, really? How many millions of people live here? And you can look at me and be like, you should probably leave.
That actually wears down your psyche a little bit. Like everywhere I went, even though I speak Japanese, people would look at me askance, like really nervously, like terrified, because they assumed I couldn't speak Japanese or I wouldn't understand the rules and culture. And after a while, it's just like, really, it grated on my nerves after a while. It's like, it's okay. I speak Japanese.
I speak no Japanese, and we didn't get that at all. Yeah. But it's super easy to
learn a little bit. Yeah.
And here's the other thing, especially if you don't have any food, like I feel really lucky. I don't have any food allergies or anything like that I have to work with. So it's like, I don't care. You know, I will go into a restaurant and point at something on a menu and whatever comes out, sure, I'll try.
You'll have some custard soup.
Yeah.
Nicole gets the joke.
We did go into one restaurant, and you know, and we just pointed, like we could tell it was a multi-course meal, and we were like, fine, whatever, you know, sure, bring us that. And apparently not everything that was on that menu was available that day, because she was telling us about all these substitutions. But we were like, you know, we can't really tell what's on the menu to begin with, and we can't understand any of the substitutions you're telling us. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to bring us, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. They usually have something called omakase, which means just leave it to the chef. So just leave it to them if you have no clue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a little bit of a tangent, but we're excited about going to Japan, so
yay!
That's okay.
Yes, and there should be good stuff at Tokyo Game Show, Last Guardian, Last Story, all sorts of fun stuff. So there she goes. There's Dana's
birth. Been a while.
Yeah, we got a note saying that you didn't belch last week.
I know,
week,
I didn't.
So, yeah.
I didn't
so
have that
now
Coke
you've fulfilled your belch quota.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe I need to do another one to make up for the missing one. No, it happens if it's coming. I don't.
Yeah.
So, we don't force the belch.
Our topic of the week, we got some news from Microsoft this week. A couple pieces of news.
Yeah, double hit.
Yeah. One of which being that the price of Xbox Live is going up by $10 for the 12-year, what is it, $2? Or 12-month. Yeah, sorry, 12-year. That
12
would be awesome.
Years, that would be, I wouldn't care, sure.
Yeah.
$60 for 12 years sounds like a deal to me.
And it's like, what is it, like $2 for the 3 month and like a buck for
I'm not sure
what
the exact
number.
Yeah, I think something like an extra 83 cents a month, which doesn't sound like much when you say it like that, but at the same time, you're like, what am I getting out of this that I actually want?
That's just it. They should have timed this for... Well, should you want to finish saying the rest of the news?
Sure, we can chat about this. I think the timing makes perfect sense from a business standpoint, because I think what they're thinking is that they're going to get a lot of new people in their audience when Kinect comes out, and they don't want to do a price hike right after all these new people have just bought something.
That makes sense, but I just feel like they should have timed it for some service... You know, some like service additions. Like in this case, it's like
Did just announce ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
and that's, you know, I know we
right.
do not
we
care.
We don't care about it.
But a lot of their
lot of
audience does.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that annoys me. I'm like, all right, if they took
Can I just not have ESPN and just still pay you $50 a year?
Yeah, the only thing I actually want is playing with other people online. Everything else I could care less about. Facebook, Twitter, all that crap that they added.
Netflix I use all the time.
I don't care. Well, yeah, but you can use that with your PSN. You know,
yeah,
you
but I have
to
have the disc.
It.
I don't know where the disc is.
Yeah, eventually you won't.
Discless is coming.
Discless
yeah.
is coming.
Yeah.
So,
is
yes.
Oh, then I will totally use it because I actually have a Blu-ray remote for...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
So, okay. You know, you don't have that. Cause you don't have... I mean, I think PSN has also Twitter and Facebook. Is that correct? Or just Twitter?
Just,
which one is it?
I think it's just Facebook, actually. Just
Facebook. Does anyone actually use... Do you use Facebook or Twitter?
No. No. I would never use it.
I have
never even set
it
up.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to use that.
I've never.
Yeah. I think it's
I've
stupid.
I've always thought it was frivolous and kind of stupid. It was just like, what?
Yeah, unless you have a keyboard.
But I'm never. I'm also not a hardcore Facebooker or Twitterer anymore. You know, that was more my college years. So maybe that's the people that are doing it.
Oh my God, you baby.
What? What? No kidding.
I'm like, I remember we were like, wow, we got this thing called email.
Yeah, exactly.
It was even a big deal when I was
We had
college.
The tiny, yeah, we had, we were
Facebook was all the rage when I was in college.
We were hot stuff because we actually had a networked, like each room had a computer that was networked. I don't even know what we were, but it was the tiny little, remember those tiny little Macs that you now
yeah.
see in
oh,
museums
yeah, yeah.
and looking
yeah.
with a screen that was like 5 inches.
We use those on the student newspaper
yep,
in college.
Yeah. Those were our in-house ones. I got my first.
That's what I used to play, Oregon Trail in elementary school. No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
In elementary school, I was doing one of those big old green
yeah. I don't remember
things.
What. We
I
did play it on
the
computer
actual
like that.
Floppy disk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we got okay, sidetracked. Yeah. Anyway. Yes. Yeah. Facebook and Twitter, I only do at work kind of as part
that's
of my job.
That's only what I do when I remember that it's there.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, that's right.
I know that. I know what Nicole made a really excellent point about the fact that Connect is coming out. So it's good from a business point of view. But symbolically, I have to wonder because even though $10 isn't barely anything in the larger scheme of things, with the economy hurting and that many people hurting, it just seems a little, I don't know, just a little callous. Like, I'm curious to know how the economy and how it will affect the sales of Connect and stuff. I don't think it'll make a huge dent. But
well, they are the family thing, and all those plans that they announced earlier are staying the same.
Yeah.
So it will still be, what was it, $90 or something?
Yeah, something like that. And the thing is, too, is if they are going to hit this brand new audience, like they are thinking, those people aren't going to know the difference. Like, they're not paying attention right now to
they don't
what
know.
Xbox Live costs. So when they join it, it's going to be like, oh, this is what it costs. You know,
I don't know, but would they pay? I mean,
I don't know
paying...
that they would pay for it, though.
It, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they would pay for it at 50 or it's. I don't think the 60 versus 50.
Well, everybody
is
who
a
buys a new Xbox gets like how many months for free anyhow?
Just one.
Is it just one?
Yeah.
It used to be three. Maybe.
No. I think it's one. Always been one.
Yeah.
So.
And then if you buy a game, there's usually like a try 1 month.
Yeah.
It's gold free, but I don't think that has ever worked for me. Actually, I've been playing.
You
that
may
code,
only
it
get it
work.
Once. You may only get one.
Oh,
free
that's true. And then
month.
It doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, it's like as a consumer, I feel like you do when, you know, your cable company hikes stuff up. And it's like, where I feel trapped. It's like, this is still something that, even though I barely ever use it, I mean, because we've all talked about playing games online and how, I mean, I just
don't
do
I
it
don't
all that
play
much, but I want it.
People that much, but I still want
option.
That option.
Yeah.
And that's the only option that I want. And so it's like basic cable versus, I don't know, whatever the next bump up is. Can't you just... do that.
I know. And I don't have a, I mean, I guess
care.
I do have a choice, but most of, yeah, like we've all talked about on here before, most of the people that we work with in this industry default to 360 just because it was first and Microsoft had, you know, it was the first system out and Microsoft has just always had a more robust online community than PlayStation has. So,
yeah.
But I still don't, because I read the press release and they didn't seem to say anything about more and better content in the future.
No, it's not. It's about all the stuff. Their argument is that they have been adding to the service ever since it launched and they've never raised the price.
Yeah.
So now they're
But Sony hasn't raised.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're
still basically free.
Premium service or whatever is completely different. Like you can still play with people
it's
online.
It's like you get free games.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too, because the PlayStation now has PlayStation Move and, you know, they also are a competition and when people this new market comes up. I wonder if some people do look at the fine details, they'll be like, yeah, but I can get stuff. I can get the PlayStation.
I don't think they look at the details though, finally though. And that's unfortunate.
But
I also think they're both
PSN
delusional. I think both Move and Connect are going to tank.
I don't know. I'm
I
not
don't know either.
I think Connect will do better than Move.
I would actually agree with that.
I would think so because it's something new and shiny.
Yeah.
It's like a new concept.
And
as Greg Miller said, it will demo well in retail stores.
And it's also the one controller, the only, I mean, there's only one controller that you need, so you don't have to think
about
it.
Yeah, you don't have to think about buying all of, what, how much is it, $130 bucks
or
something?
And speaking of controllers.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yes. Nice segue. Yeah. I like it.
Microsoft has also announced a new controller for some odd reason that
I find it strange that they didn't bundle this with the new Xbox. I mean, I guess it just wasn't ready, but
I'm glad they didn't though, because I think it looks kind of ugly.
Well, I would, but that's something that I would want. Not, I mean, not necessarily. I think it's really okay. For those that don't know, the D-pad now works.
The D-pad part is cool.
But it's weird. You twist it, and then so you can twist it from having a sort of
disc-like
function. Yeah, like it is now, or you can twist it and then make it more of just like an old NES or
a traditional D-pad,
just PlayStation.
Or well, that's all separated, so I don't really think it's.
Yeah, that's true.
But still, it's and then so that's good. You would have a functioning D-pad on the 360 controller.
Yeah.
Awesome. They made it shiny silver. Cool. Whatever.
I don't care.
They took away the colors on the faceplate or the face buttons.
Yeah, it doesn't
make
any sense. Dumb.
Which made I looked
so
at
now
the
they're,
thing.
They're like four shades.
It
of
was
gray.
So weird. Yeah. Yes, but two of them are very similar. So it's like the A button and the Y button are very light gray, and the X button is super dark, and then the B button is sort of in between.
It's dumb. It's like
very strange.
Being like, oh, look at this. This looks cool. It's all, and I'm like
no.
It's not.
Yeah, and
it doesn't
I mean,
look cool. It's still
either keep other- them all the same. Or I just think it's weird that they're all such different colors.
Well, the other thing too is that lots and lots of games actually use those button colors
for
in their HUD.
For teaching you how to play the game, or even like a QuickTime event where you're going through.
Just easier to see when you're in the middle of a game.
And maybe it'll come with a Sharpie set, so if you
so
want
you
to
can
get
color it,
colors, you can color it back.
But interestingly enough, apparently that face, taking away the color on the face buttons is only for this version of the controller.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, okay, well, what about the D-pad? Is it just like you can either have a functioning D-pad or you can have
the
face
buttons?
Yeah. The colors.
It's also $65.
But it comes with a plug-and-play charge kit, which is normally sold on its own for $20.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
it's not as bad of a deal as it sounds right off the bat.
But
of course, if you already have it,
buttons.
Then it's not saving you any money, and you have to have two of them.
Yeah, I don't understand the design where they make the D-pad better, and then they make it so you can't tell which button is which. It seems counterintuitive.
It's totally weird. The X button seemed so dark, like you could barely read it.
Yeah.
Like, what button is this?
I don't know. I mean, obviously.
Granted, I already know.
Right, yeah.
At this point, it's so ingrained.
I think they're
again,
making this for
new,
the hard.
But a new, exactly, a new player coming
new
in is going to be very
Kinect
confused.
And everything. Like, what is, I don't
well, this
know.
This is not
this
the audience for Kinect, people. This is for the.
This is for the hardcore that wants a new D-pad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Somebody might see it and go, ooh, shiny silver.
Yeah.
Ooh, plug and play kit included. All right, I'm going to buy this. Shit,
yeah.
What are these colors?
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? X, A? Wait, what? Which one is what?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I guess people can learn it because.
They can learn it. It's just, it was a strange move to me, and they didn't really explain their motivation behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just seemed more like an aesthetic change that. Actually,
yeah, it
has
seems
no
like
purpose.
You could even have done. Yeah, I don't know. No, you should have just kept the four colors on there.
You should have just kept the colors
because those gray
Who
buttons
cares?
Do not look cool.
No,
I'm like, it, I'm
or
sure it
maybe kept
this.
Them all the same shade that you can read. Like, you know, if they're all just a light dumb. Enough color that you can and make the Y, X, whatever, darker.
Man.
Oh, there you go. Quota filled.
Sorry. Yeah,
you've got
Or
contrast,
even, like,
so you can read it.
You know, they could have just done the letter in the color, you know, like Sony does on their controllers.
Anything would have been nice.
Yeah,
the letter in the color, that would have been a good way to switch it up.
Yeah. Who knows?
Dumb.
Microsoft's crazy.
We say dumb.
Yes. Also, I don't know why you would ever switch that D-pad back to the disc the way it is now. Why would you want that? It doesn't work.
Yeah,
there's probably some key functionality thing.
Not functioning.
Yeah,
exactly. Why would you?
All right. So, what do you guys think of the Xbox Live price increase and the new controller. By the way, you can see a video of the new controller on Major Nelson's blog if you haven't seen it yet. Although, is that Major Nelson himself that is showing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Larry Herb.
And he's not very good at getting the controller in the camera shot.
I noticed that too. He's like, here, take a look at this D-pad. It's like almost out of the frame.
Yeah.
Lower.
So yeah. So you can sort of see it on there. But yeah, send us
a note. And when is it out?
I don't remember. I didn't look.
He's giving a couple away actually at PAX.
Because
his
steal.
Thing is on Sunday. His thing is on Sunday. So if you are
at
PAX,
if you're
at
PAX,
in
you can play
one.
With them, I think, you know, sort of feel
right.
Yeah.
And you can have
D-pad.
The chance to get one if you go see him speak. Not that I don't know why
I don't know what he's going to say.
Major Nelson's PR person.
Right. Yes.
But it's something interesting.
Yes,
people might want
go.
A free,
if you want free
controller.
Stuff.
I'd like free stuff.
I can guarantee you there will be people at PAX who want free stuff.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's the whole
you
point.
You think?
Yeah.
We'll have free t-shirts.
That's right. We will have t-shirts at our panel. I think what we'll probably do is give them to the people who ask us questions.
That'll then they're
the
not Girl
way.
Fight t-shirts.
They're not
they're
Girl
IGN.
Fight. They're just IGN.
No, they're just IG. Yeah. Yeah. Are they the ones we were giving at a Comic-Con?
You know what? I'm not even sure.
I don't think so because I think they can't give those out.
Well, some of them they can.
Okay.
Who is someone's breathing in the mic and it's really annoying.
Oh, sorry. That's
okay.
Me.
Alrighty. Let's move on to questions. So first question comes to us from Flame Flash. I assume
ooh,
that,
I like
that is not their real name.
It's their super name.
Although if so, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Your parents are crazy.
And mean.
He wants to know if any of us have ever played pen and paper RPGs.
No.
I haven't.
Nope. I haven't.
No. Oh, although that does remind me. I have to apologize to a couple.
Sorry, I'm
very
loud all of a sudden.
Boy, I cannot control my mic today. I have to apologize to a couple of RPG players. They took offense that I was making a joke about D&D last week because
yeah.
I can't play Neverwinter Nights. It's based on D&D, and I know nothing about D&D, so I made some... it was supposed to be self-depreciating. It was a facetious remark about D&D, and some people were mad, thinking that I didn't like board games, and that's not the case at all. They're hard for me to understand. I mean,
yes,
I've
it
just
was
never
sarcasm.
Played them.
Yeah,
Megan's
sarcasm just didn't come through.
I have a
very, well.
I have that Celtic, very biting wit, so I apologize if anyone thought that I was serious, and I was not, so I'm sorry.
But he does have another question that hopefully we can answer, and that's that he wants some game recommendations for his 6-year-old daughter. They have a Wii. He says they play New Super Mario Brothers, and they also have much enjoyed a. Disney Princess Enchanted Journey.
Was there Pirate Zack and whatever?
God.
Zack and Wiki.
Zack
and Wiki is good. It was
right?
It was hard.
Oh, so maybe
it
not.
Got
pretty hard. Guilty Party.
Guilty Party.
Guilty Party would be awesome.
Also, you know, Wii Sports Resort, I really enjoyed a lot too, and especially if it's just more than just. I mean, it's fun for just the two of them, but if it's if you want a larger gathering, like we did that my whole family a lot over the Christmas break. So
yeah.
Kirby might be fun. I mean, she could play as the other character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could be the main person helping her along.
Yeah. Okay, next
question. Oh, the Blob, too. That was a fun game. I enjoyed that one.
Blocks?
Dub Blob.
Blocks,
too.
Blocks, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few decent ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
Next question comes to us from Omar. Omar wants to know if we think that a game's review should reflect upon the fact that the game has possibly lost its original concept. Like, for example, imagine if Dragon Age 2 became a straight-up, like, third-person action game as opposed to an RPG. Like, do we think that that should be touched upon in a review?
I think it should be noted. I don't know that it would necessarily take away from it if it's a good game.
Right, yeah. And I think that that happened with Mass Effect 2. I think there were a lot of people calling out the fact that it was more shootery.
Well, it was always a shooter. Or, you know, that was always the combat style. It just wasn't very good in the first one. They just made it better, so.
Yeah, but a lot of the, I mean, they toned down the RPG stuff, though, too.
They did.
Yeah. But if it's done well, I mean, I think it definitely bears noting, like, in a review as you're writing it down, it's like, hey, if you were a fan of the first one, you should know that these changes have come in.
Yes.
But if it's well implemented and the game is still a good game, I don't think you should be like, this game, the last one was an RPG
and
this one is not a straight up RPG and therefore it must die.
And therefore it gets a one.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my husband feels about Mass Effect 2 currently, although he hasn't finished yet. So we'll see. So next question comes to us from Henri. Henri wants to know, so is there a game character, an existing game character that we would like to redesign, either the look or the personality?
Could Princess Toadstool not be
Princess Peach?
Oh, yeah, Princess Peach, Peach God, yeah. Yeah, brain.
Okay. Well, Toadstool is right as well. Okay. She's Peach Toadstool.
Yeah, it would be nice if she
if she sucked it up and
if she also got rid of the freaking pink dress.
Her voice. I really don't like that. I really don't like anything about
you. Don't like that? Why wouldn't you like that?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're being kidnapped for the 50th time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, look. I'm still too much of a wuss to just knee Bowser in the balls.
there was a 1DS game, though, right? Where Princess Peach actually had to go save Mario. I never played it either,
but yeah.
But yeah, she needs a little bit of a...
Yeah.
Okay, so next question here comes to us from Trevor. Trevor has a little relationship problem. So he says... He met this girl in his super varsity choir class.
Super varsity choir?
Yeah, that's amazing. Total choir nerd, but I didn't realize super varsity.
Super varsity.
Yeah, I know. She's totally gorgeous and funny and just all around awesome. And as a choir kid, he loves the fact that she can sing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he needs advice on how to approach her. He said he's tried just being nice and funny in the past, but he has always ended up in the friend zone. And when he tries to act like the crazy outgoing guy, he ends up in no zone at all.
Yeah, don't do crazy. Don't do that. Don't do crazy guy. Yeah. Especially if it's not just inherently who you are. Scott Bromley.
Does it say he's approached her with these different personalities?
Yes.
Okay. So now you appear schizophrenic.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I think it's a little bit of that he's not into you thing where she may just not be...
She may be totally picking up on your vibe and just choosing to ignore it in hopes that
you will stop.
She will not.
At the end of the day, this is going to sound like a very old person answer, but just
be yourself. I know that was.
You know, yeah. I mean, I know when you're a teenager, you don't want to hear that because it seems like nobody likes you for who you are.
Or you're still trying to figure out who the heck you are because Lord knows I didn't know. I still don't know.
Yeah. And I think a lot of. Teenage girls, you know, at that age, they're kind of focused on a certain type of guy who really in the long run ends up to be not the type of guy that they want to be with anyhow. And it's the nicer guys that do tend to win in the end.
In the end.
It really does happen, I swear.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think about like when I was a teenager and like the list of stuff, like the qualities that you would want in someone you dated, and they were all totally surface things. It was like, I want to be tall and have brown hair and green eyes.
And he has to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was never the football player. But it was always these really like these dumb things that like as I got older were not even. It was actually it's guys who could make me laugh and who I find smart. Yeah. Those are the guys that I ultimately find attractive.
Yep.
Regardless of what they look like.
Yeah.
So she's not into you because you're not being yourself and you just, you know.
And if she doesn't get into you, there's probably some really cool, maybe not currently totally gorgeous chick who is awesome there that you haven't noticed.
Yes.
Don't just chase after the one.
Yeah. Have you seen celebrities or high school pictures? Exactly. They're not flattering, but they turn out to be gorgeous. So, I mean, there you go.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Francisco. So there are a bunch of titles here he lists that he hasn't finished, and he wants to know which one we think he should go back to and finish first. So
he's asking the woman who never finishes anything. Okay, I'm gonna bow out.
So the games are the Super Metroid on Virtual Console, Castlevania Symphony of the Night on XBLA, Shadow Complex, Eternal Darkness, Beyond Good and Evil, Okami, Super Mario Galaxy, Mad World, and No More Heroes 2.
I have not finished any of those games.
Okami or Beyond Good and Evil, but those are the only two of that.
Yeah, those are the same ones.
And a lot of them.
I would also say Eternal Darkness. That was a good one. I liked that game. I'm not big on Metroid or Castlevania, so that's just a personal preference thing there. I mean, I'm sure that they are very good games.
We should ask him, what do you want to go back and play? What you should be playing.
This is a very scattered list. Like, it's got all kinds of genres and stuff. Yeah. Like
maybe you'd like to play something completely different if you're not into any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice thing.
Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to hit that.
All right.
Oh, noes.
Next question comes to us from AJ. AJ wants to know if we see any trend of girl gamers getting into racing games. Well, Dana, you like
You like
Burnout.
I like Burnout. Well, and then as a result, I'm also excited about Need for Speed because it's the same people who make Burnout. I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of like, you know, for the most part, cars and racing as a whole tend to be a pretty dude-oriented fan base, and I think that that's going to carry over. However, I will say, if you're trying to get a woman into it, I really do recommend Burnout, because I don't know anyone who I've had play Burnout who hasn't loved it.
I used to love them. In fact, actually, when I was in Japan, I actually got first place in some arcade racing game. They're really fun, but sometimes, like, the new ones, like, it's hard for me to figure out where the track goes, because there's a lot of, like, tracks that go off into different ways, and I'm like, oh my god, where am I going? And it used to be the older ones had, like, a pretty basic track, so you always knew where you were, and now it's like I literally get turned around.
And the ones that are more about, like, the cars, like, that feature all the real-life cars and, like, all the real-life mods and everything, and I'm like...
Or that they're like, hyper-realistic driving simulations. Yeah. I'm not into that.
I find most driving games boring. Yeah. They're just boring. Drive around.
Yeah.
All right. I can do this outside.
Yeah. Burnout, on the other hand, you drive around and you try and run into people. That's
fun. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, the most fun I ever had in GTA was running over people. But then the cops would come after you, and you're like, ugh. Why won't they just leave me alone? I'm just trying to murder people.
The funnest time I had in GTA Vice City was just driving around and listening to the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah. If they have a good soundtrack, that always helps. Yeah.
I didn't even do carjacking, so it's just like, I'm perfectly happy in my Ferrari.
That's what in Mafia, too, I'm finding, like, I really enjoy the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. So driving is still boring, but at least you're listening to something fun.
Yeah. Alrighty, next question comes to us from Morgan. Morgan wants to know if we are hoping for a proper female Shepard advertising campaign from Mass Effect 3.
No. I think it's too hard because there's not a set default FemShep, you know, that everybody's familiar with.
FemShep.
I mean, everybody creates their own of her, and whereas
they can
they've
look
already
very drastically different too.
So, well, you can still do that with the male. They've already
established
the default, you know, Commander Shepard, and that's what they're going to stick with, and they should.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be confusing. Like, what? Who's this?
Yeah, plus, that's true.
I don't know. Probably for most of us, advertising... it becomes so incidental. It's like the sort of thing you happen to notice, like, right, like, because we've been seeing the game multiple times and, like, we've known it's coming, and I don't know, we don't need it. Yeah,
no,
I don't know,
it's not necessary.
Yeah, you're always like, fine. Oh, look, hey, there's Mafia 2 on the side of my bus. But yeah, it isn't like
what would have been cool is if maybe, you know, they had come up with a default female Shepard.
If they had in the beginning, then that would make sense. Yeah. But they didn't, so nothing really
not
there
much point. All right, next question comes to us from Aaron. Aaron says he mainly plays 360 and PC. He has a Wii, but mostly only use it when his friends are over to play Wii Sports. He says his birthday's coming up, and he wants to know what game we would recommend that he spends his hard-earned birthday money on.
Gotta give us more than that. Come on.
Yeah.
360,
what do you want?
PC, Wii.
Do you like RPGs? Do you like hack and slash? Like, there's so many games out there.
Yeah, are you looking for, like, if you... do you play everything that comes out? Because otherwise, because you could get a couple of, you know, year-old games for the same price as one of the new games coming out this.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, 360, BioShock.
I mean, Red Dead obviously just came out.
Yeah.
That's really
good. Red Dead's good. That's a lot of,
If you want something downloadable, Deathspank. That's pretty good, too.
Limbo,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I would say listen to the podcast. We all talk about the games we like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very vague question. It's hard to kind of narrow it down. Okay, next question comes to us from Megan. Not the Megan sitting next to me, but another
she's like,
Megan.
I secretly sent mail
from another alias.
Why is Megan Sullivan so amazing?
Megan wants to know what game has impacted each of us the most, whether we were emotionally impacted or it has possibly affected other aspects of our life.
Ooh, philosophical.
I guess I would say probably BioShock for me. I love the story of that, and I love the, you know, I like dystopias anyhow. Like, I like to read dystopias and watch movies that are like that. So, I mean, it's not like I was, you know, crying or anything while I was playing it, but I did have a big audible gasp when the would you kindly would you stuff kindly
yeah
out.
Me too. I was like, whoa. What?
Yeah. So yeah, that's mine. What about you guys?
I've said this before, but Mass Effect 2, obviously, the moment where you meet up with Caden.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
So, I was so, like, invested in that relationship for my, you know, female shepherd and him. And then he doesn't dump you, but he sort of does. And you're just like,
he's just mean.
He's just sort of mean, and which I sort of get. Like, he thought you were dead, and then you just come out of nowhere.
But it's not
he also
your
didn't
fault.
Really, yeah, exactly. It's also not... her fault. She never contacted you either, but yeah. You know, he doesn't know that. He doesn't want to hear it. He just sort of imagines. But then
he acts like a big baby.
I got the email letter.
The email later,
and I was like, "Oh, it's okay, Caden. Let's go have a drink." Yeah. Not really, but that's obviously the game where I feel the most stupid and girly with in that terms of that relationship because I'm like, "Oh, yay! Please get together."
I would say Final Fantasy IV is a game that absolutely cemented me as a gamer. Like, I used to play the Nintendo, like, Excitebike and all that stuff, but, like, to really cement me as, like, a gamer forever, kind of stuck in this RPG cycle, I would say Final Fantasy IV because it was, like, there was, like, a whole soap opera element with a love triangle, and the gameplay was really good, and I don't want to spoil anything, but there is a couple of people who sacrifice themselves.
I think that's
the
statute of limitations on spoiling Final Fantasy
it did re-come out on DS. I'm trying to be nice. Oh, wow. But I'm just saying that with,
just
like,
say spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler. When Palam and Param sacrifice themselves, like, that was the first time I cried in a game. And, like, it just has a lot of, just a lot of things that make me very nostalgic. But also, I really like the story and gameplay, and it's... My favorite game to this day because no other game really made me feel like all these different emotions where it was funny, it was dramatic, I got mad, I got sad. So that's my pick.
I've never actually cried at a game. But I have cried while playing a game, and that was during the first Animal Crossing. Forever, I have been trying to catch a bee. I finally caught a bee, and the power went out in our house before I could save, and I cried.
But something like that would happen, I would get so mad, I'd probably throw the controller.
My sister actually had that happen the first Final Fantasy. If you ever played the first Final Fantasy when it came out, it was impossibly hard, and my sister had just beaten the final boss, and the power went out.
Yeah.
And she threw a fit because she was like, I worked so hard to get here and I've done this like 20 times and I finally beat it. And then the power goes out and my sister flipped into next week.
Luckily, since I had gotten the hang of it at that point and was able to catch another bee within like an hour or so.
Yeah. But still,
But still.
So mine would have been The Sims, just because that was the first game that I ever felt invested enough in to stay up all night playing. And I was just specifically with the Hot Date expansion. And I was like trying to, you know, get people to hook up and stuff. I mean, yeah, story-wise and character-wise, I wasn't invested, but that was like, that was kind of that was my gateway drug.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, The Sims was a pretty good one for me, too. What I always used to do would be make myself and Isaac and get us
together.
Yeah, me
and Brian.
Isaac is my husband, by the way. Right. But then our neighborhood would be populated with, like, my favorite musicians or actors or characters from TV shows and everything. So that was my Sims thing. Okay, we got time for one more question. Wow, it's another Mass Effect question. This one comes to us from Stefan. Stefan wants to know if any of us think that female Shepard should be able to get together with any of her other female crew members.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
But then that's because you have to say the male one, too.
Yeah.
That's just not the way they made it.
Yeah.
For those, whatever.
I mean, you know.
I mean, but yeah, they do have that option in Dragon Age.
Just like I think we've said a million times before, adding these options into games takes time. It takes a little bit of money because you've got a little something that you have to do extra. And at the end of the day, they never have time to put in everything that they want.
Yeah, but so. I don't think it was a deliberate, oh no, we can't do it. Because they did do it in Dragon Age.
Yeah, they have done it before. I think they did it in KOTOR.
And I don't think it was really a big deal. I never heard any super outrage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty, well, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, we will be at PAX on Friday, 8 o'clock in the Serpent Theater.
So excited.
Please come. It should be lots of fun.
Yeah, and then, see you there.
And then you can follow us over to the Sheraton across the street from the Convention Center after that for drinks and just
and get Panda.
Good old hanging out time.
Get Panda?
That's what Damon says.
Oh.
It means get drunk.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay. Learn something new every day. So yeah, thanks for listening. If you have questions for us, you can send those to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can also follow each of us individually on my IGN and our usernames. We're all on the editor page, I think.
We are now. Yeah. I am added.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, so we're all on the editor page, and we've posted our usernames on the Facebook page as well.
Cool.
So thanks again for listening. We won't be back with a new episode next week. The next week's episode will be the audio from our PAX panel. And then, unfortunately, we won't be back the week after that either, because the majority of us will be in Japan. So yes. You'll just have to wait a couple weeks. But we'll do our best to record as soon as we can again. And hopefully we'll see a bunch of you on Friday. See you later.
Bye-bye.